the nation's highest court struck down three parts of SB 1070, the Arizona law aimed at illegal aliens, calling them infringements by the state on federal authority over immigration. But the Supreme Court kept in place a controversial provision that requires police to check the immigration status of those they stop for other reasons, if police suspect they are in the country illegally. Workers at a day labor center in Los Angeles have watched the debate closely. They are California residents, so the law does not affect them. But day worker Saul Linas says he fears the Arizona law is part of a national trend.
I feel bad because it's something that is happening to my people, Latin people, and I feel bad because it's something that should not be happening. There should be equality for everyone who is here, working.
Those who enter the United States illegally are subject to deportation by federal authorities. 36-year-old Aaron Pineda was brought to Los Angeles as an infant. He has no immigration papers and worries about being deported to Mexico.
Like, they're sending me to a foreign land. I don't want to go to Mexico. I don't got nothing. My wife, my six kids are here. They're all, you know, they're all attending school. They're getting good grades. And it's just, just messed up, they want to send me to Mexico. I don't got nothing to Mexico.
Arizona Governor Jan Brewer says her state's law is now in effect, although without the provisions struck down by the Supreme Court.
The court upheld the ability of the local law enforcement to assist the federal government in immigration laws, meaning that they have the authority under reasonable suspicion question someone who has already been apprehended to certify whether they have legal status in Arizona.
Astronomer Benjamin Zuckerman of the University of California, Los Angeles, says he worries about the effects of population growth on the environment and uncontrolled immigration on the nation. He belongs to a group called Californians for Population Stabilization.
With 20 million or so unemployed Americans now, many of whom are people of color, black Americans and Hispanic Americans, either citizens or people here legally, we really don't want to see large numbers of people coming to the country illegally because they're competing with people who are here and poor and already and need jobs.
Both sides of the debate look to the federal government to resolve the issue of the millions of people who are already in the United States illegally. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.